Allison Carter with the Milestones Podcast. This is episode 35, and today we'll be talking about typical milestones in infant development. I usually talk about development as it relates to children with special needs. However, before you can determine if an infant or toddler has a delay in some area of development, you have to know what is typical for that age. So, I think this is a good topic for this show. We can go over what infants are usually doing each step of the way. This might help some parents out there know what to watch for in their babies. Before I get into that today, if you like the show and the work that I do and you want to keep listening to more of my shows, one of the ways you can support me is by doing your online shopping through the Amazon links on my website. My website is mymidwesttherapy.com. When you click on those links, they will take you to the regular Amazon site, and you can do any of your regular Amazon shopping at that point. Anything that you buy in that moment will give me just a little kickback, but it is helpful and it is going to show me that you support me and that you want me to keep going, and it will help me. If you don't shop on Amazon, another way that you could support me is by getting on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher, whichever one you use to listen to this show. And if you could put in a, hopefully, 5-star review for me. You don't have to say much, but just getting the reviews on there will help push my podcast up in the rankings and iTunes and the other sites. When it goes up in the listings of podcasts, it will make it easier for even more people to find my show. And that would really help support me as well. Okay, moving on. First, we need to talk about what developmental milestones are. Developmental milestones are skills that infants and toddlers are able to do at each stage of development. We tend to say that certain skills will develop between this month to this month, like between 6 to 9 months. The reason for this is that there is no exact number or magic thing that will make an infant suddenly be able to do a certain skill now because they're 5 months old today. Everyone develops new skills at their own pace. This goes for babies with special needs or babies who have developmental delays, and for babies who are considered typically developing. We have all these categories and labels and terms that we use with kids when talking about developmental issues. These terms are helpful, especially for therapists and doctors and teachers, because it can give us a beginning idea of what might be going on with each child when we first meet them. For example, when I hear that a child has developmental delays, it tells me that the child probably doesn't have a medical diagnosis of any kind at this time, but that they are not able to do most or all of the developmental skills we would expect them to be doing at their age in one or more areas of development. I would consider that this child does not have a medical diagnosis right now, but with time, their doctors might determine there is a medical condition that could help explain the reasons for their delays in development. But I also know that the opposite could be the case as well. There may not be an underlying medical condition that is diagnosable by a doctor. There may be some other or just unknown reasons for their delays. When I use the term special needs, I'm usually referring to a situation where an infant, toddler, child, or person in general has a known diagnosed condition. For me, this means that the child or person has more going on than just being behind in some of the developmental skills. This is a situation where the child has known injuries, damage, etc., to their brain or body in some way. But they also have developmental delays, so they're not doing what we would expect them to be doing for their age. Many times, but not always, this is in some part a result of the damage or injuries or whatever else is going on related to their medical diagnosis. Some examples of these are when a baby is born prematurely or more than 2 weeks before their due date, or a child who has cerebral palsy or autism, Down syndrome, or who has had a brachial plexus injury, just to name a few. Now, of course, a child who is showing developmental delays also has what I would consider special needs, and I will also use that term with parents in some situations. However, when I think about it in my head, this is how it usually works. I would guess this is how other therapists might think of it as well. This might go without saying, but the other category we talk about is typically developing. This is an infant or child who is following along with what we would expect for their age, with the different developmental skills. There may be a few things they seem to be a little behind in here and there, but as soon as you start talking about those skills, it seems like they start doing them. This whole development thing can get tricky and confusing to people. For those of us who are thinking about it every day, we can keep all these things straight. But for parents who are new to thinking about all of the considerations with development, it can get overwhelming and be confusing. Sometimes infants and toddlers will be doing things that are considered above their age level. This happens often, even with a child who is behind in another area of development. Even when a child has a delay in some area, they could have a strength in another area. It could also be the case where an infant was considered developmentally delayed, but by the time they are 3 years old, they are now typically developing. They've essentially caught up to what other kids their age are doing, and they no longer have delays. A common question I get from parents is, how far behind does the child have to be in order to say they have a developmental delay? Unfortunately, this question is not too cut and dry. It definitely depends on the age of the child. For example, a 3-month-old who is 2 months behind in gross motor would indicate a developmental delay. But a 3-year-old or 36-month-old child who is at a 34-month-old level in gross motor, only 2 months behind, would probably not indicate a developmental delay. As kids get older, there is more leeway or larger ranges of time where we would expect them to be able to do certain things. Whereas in the first 12 months of life, the timeline for learning new skills is much shorter. In typical development, infants under 12 months learn new skills very quickly, usually within a month or so. One other thing to keep in mind is that with developmental milestones, all kids will do them at their own pace. We generally expect them to do certain skills around certain times, but one important thing to remember is that development is a progression. The skills we are learning, especially at this age, build on each other. We start learning new skills, then other skills come after that. So when looking at development, we don't just say, well, they're 5 months old, so they should be doing this. We do consider that, and we do sometimes say that, but we also look at what they are doing already, and that helps us know what skill should be coming up next. So for example, if the baby is not moving their arms around and batting at toys, we can't expect them to purposefully reach up and grab a toy. For qualification purposes into early intervention or infant and toddler programs, a lot of times the child will need to score at half of their age in order to receive therapy services. This means if the child is 12 months old, they need to score at a 6-month-old level in at least one area of development. However, at least in the program I work with in Missouri, if the child has a medical diagnosis that is on a list of automatic qualifiers, they are accepted into the program regardless of how they might score on the evaluation. These automatic qualifiers are similar to the medical diagnoses that I listed earlier. The areas of development that we look at in infants and toddlers are fine motor, gross motor, communication, self-help or adaptive, social, emotional, and cognitive. Okay, so let's finally get started with typical development. Keep in mind that I will say things like, they will be able to blank, and that is the general rule for what I would expect at that age. If the infant is not doing one or two things yet in that age, it doesn't necessarily mean they're delayed. If you see that your baby is not doing most or all of the things for their age, you might want to consider talking to their pediatrician about it. Now, a typical 1-month-old baby is able to lift their head up when you hold them at your shoulder. They are also starting to lift their head up off the floor when they are laying on their tummy, and they might start turning their head to both right and left sides when lying on their back. They are able to look at your face from a distance of about 10 inches away, and they might start to look at a colorful toy if you hold it up in front of them for a brief moment. Their vision at this time is still blurry, and they can often see things with higher contrast more easily. Things with black and white patterns, or they may look at your face, but mostly watch your hairline or other areas where you have more contrast. At 1 month, their hands are fisted the majority of the time, which means their hands are closed and fingers are curled up into their fist. They have a rooting reflex, which is where you touch or stroke their cheek or side of their mouth, and they turn their head in that direction and open their mouth to find their food source. They have a sucking reflex at this time as well that helps them take in the food and swallow it. You might start to see them smile reflexively, especially when they're sleepy. This is not a social smile, although we always love it when this happens, because we love to see them smile even if they can't help it. They will cry when they're hungry or if they're feeling uncomfortable, and the cry is just one long breath. It really doesn't change. They will tend to get quiet when you pick them up if they're crying. At 2 months of age, we start to see them making more sounds, either sucking sounds with their lips or just soothing sounds that indicate they are content. They will start to respond to your voice when you talk to them, and you can tell that they notice it. They start to look around more at the environment and will look at colorful objects in front of them for a few seconds now. They will also start to watch you walking in front of them and follow you with their eyes. It is typical at this time to see one of their eyes wander here and there when they are trying to look around at things or focus on things. Their eyes are still working on becoming more coordinated, so this can happen, and it does happen. If it continues or if you are seeing it happen constantly, you should consider getting them evaluated. They are starting to move their arms more, but they often move symmetrically, meaning they're both doing the same thing at the same time. They will be able to lift their head up longer when they're on their tummy, and their head will be turned to one side or the other, and they can get their head up several inches off the floor. They might be able to start rolling from their back to their side at this time, and they should be making more eye contact with you. By 3 months of age, they will start to watch their own hands, which means they're looking at their hands as if they are inspecting them. They watch your eyes and mouth when you talk to them face to face. You might hear them start to laugh at times, and their cry starts to change to where you can tell a difference between hunger or discomfort or pain. By this time, they are able to track toys with their eyes. If you have them lying on their back, you can hold a toy up about 12 inches in front of them, and they should be able to watch the toy move from the left to the right and the right to the left, all the way across each side. They can also watch the toy move upwards and downwards, and their arms are becoming more active. When you show them a toy and hold it up in front of them, they can move their arms around in excitement. They can also bring their hands together at their chest area when they're lying on their back. They're not really able to reach for toys yet, although you might sometimes see them look like they're really wanting to try and reach. They will be able to hold their head up longer while on their tummy, and they might push up on their forearms a little bit here and there on their tummy too. You will see them kicking their legs more frequently when lying on their back, and they should be able to kick their legs reciprocally, which means that they will straighten one and bend the opposite, then switch and continue this back and forth a few times. By 3 months of age, they should continue to take frequent naps, and they should also be able to stay awake a little bit longer during the afternoons before taking another nap. They will be sleeping between 4 and 10 hour stretches of time at night, with waking up to eat and then going back to sleep. By 4 months of age, they'll be able to reach towards toys that are held up in front of them, but they're mainly just batting at them or hitting them with their hands, not necessarily actually grabbing them yet. Their hands should be open half the time. They're not fisted as much anymore. When you place a toy in their hand, they can continue to hold on to it for several seconds before dropping it. You should also see them look at one object, then move their eyes in a different place to look at something else. You can see this if you have them lying on their back and you hold up two toys in front of them, about 12 inches away from their face. Hold one thing in each of your hands and have them a little farther away from each other so it's more obvious which one they're looking at. Get their attention to look at one of the toys, Then shake the other one or move it slightly to get their attention to it, and see if they will take their eyes off the first one and move it to the second one. You may see them start to roll from their tummy to their back at times, but not necessarily consistently yet. They should be good at holding their weight on their forearms while on their tummy now, and lifting their head and chest up slightly off the floor. They should also be able to hold their head up for more than just a few seconds now. They will be able to bring their hand to their mouth to suck on their hands and fingers, and by this time you should be able to get them to smile at you socially, after you smile at them first, usually. This is not a reflex anymore, and has now become a social skill. They should show more rhythmic crying, where they open and close their mouth to cry, and the pitch and the volume are more consistent with their needs, like if they're hungry or if they're uncomfortable. They will also like being held and enjoy the stimulation. They will also show an interest in another person for several seconds, maybe a little longer spans of time here and there as well. They're starting to make cooing sounds like ah and e and o, and you may hear them start to squeal when they're happy. Now, by 5 months of age, they're doing even more cooing, and they may respond to you when you make sounds to them. They might either make those sounds or just make any vocalizations that they know how to do at that time. They will laugh when you cover their head with a cloth in a peekaboo type game. You will see them playing with their hands and feet more often, and will use their hand and mouth to explore toys and other objects, including bringing toys to their mouth with their hands. If you talk to them from a hidden place in the room, they will start to turn their head to look for you. They will recognize their bottle when they see it. This is a time when they are also starting to really become more social. They will socialize with anyone, and they will vocalize back and forth with adults who are talking to them. If you put a mirror in front of them, you should see them start to try to move towards the mirror or want to move towards the mirror. When sitting, they still need support to stay upright, but they are holding their head more steady. It doesn't really flop around much anymore. They can also move their head around when you have them in supported sitting so that they can look around the room. If you hold them in an upright position, like a standing position, they can bear some weight on their feet and legs. And they should also be able to roll from their tummy to their back pretty consistently now. At this time, they should also be able to reach for a toy purposefully and grab the toy. They will most likely still reach with both hands at the same time to grab toys, and they will hold on to the toy for a brief moment before they drop it. You might see them holding the toy using the side of their hand where their pinky is most of the time, but sometimes it will be more towards the middle of the palm of their hand, and it will be the whole hand, or we call that a fist, to hold the toys. By 6 months of age, they will be able to reach and grasp for toys more proficiently. This is the time where they will see all of the tiny pieces of things on the carpet where they're laying. They can hold one toy in each hand, although you might have to place the toys in each hand for them. They can usually continue to hold on to the toys for several seconds. At this time, they are starting to be able to move their eyes to watch things moving in the room without moving their head at the same time. This shows an advance in vision skills because they can now use their eyes, and they are not dependent on which way their head is facing. This is an important skill for life because we want to be able to hold our head still. For example, to read a book, we can move our eyes and keep our head still. We don't have to move our head side to side to follow along with the words in the book. When they're on their tummy, they should be able to turn around in circles while staying on their tummy. They can also roll from their back to their sides, and they're able to push up on their hands while on their tummy and hold their head up to look around at the same time. When you hold them in a standing position, they can hold most of the weight on their feet and legs now. You don't have to support them as much as before, but their legs could still buckle or give out on them unexpectedly. They're starting to sit with less support from you to balance, and they can sit for a brief moment by themselves if you get them to lean on their hands for support. The ATNR reflex should be inhibited by this time. This is one of the reflexes that we're born with that integrates, or in a sense goes away, around this age. We use it in the beginning of life during the birthing process in order to help us come out of the womb. Then it is useful for a beginning hand-eye connection. It becomes integrated so that we are eventually able to look to each side without having to extend our arm out in that direction. We have more purposeful movement with our arms and legs once this reflex becomes integrated. ATNR stands for asymmetric tonic neck reflex. Sometimes people call it the archer reflex because it looks like a person is in the position an archer would take when shooting a bow and arrow. I will have some links in the show notes for pictures and some videos to show you what this looks like. To explain it briefly, when you have the baby lying on their back and they turn their head all the way to the right side, their right arm will go out straight to the side as if they are pointing in the direction where they are looking. At the same time, the left arm in the back bends at the elbow and their hand comes up towards the back of their head. Also, at the same time, their right leg, which is the side where their head is facing, goes out straight at the knee, and the toe usually kind of points in that general direction as well. The left leg bends at the knee and hip also at the same time. It usually doesn't last too long, and especially if you pick them up or change their position, they come out of the reflex quite easily. This reflex happens when they turn their head to each side. If they only have this reflex to one side but never the other, especially in the first 3 to 6 months of life, it could indicate neurological issues, and you should definitely talk to their doctor about it. Also, if this reflex continues well past 6 months of age, you should also bring this up with their doctor. You might see it here and there past 6 months, and that's fine, but it should mostly be gone in and around that time frame. Also, at this time, they should be able to bring their feet to their mouth. They will be able to find an object that is hidden partway under a blanket or a small towel. The 6-month-old should be doing more babbling sounds, more things like ba 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 ba, da 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 da. Not specific, but babbling the consonant and vowel chains. They will also be able to put their hands up on their bottle and pat the bottle while eating. Many people will say that they are able to eat baby foods by this time, 4 to 6 months. But this, for me, is controversial. I tend to wait on this until they are able to sit without any support. The reason I do this is it shows me that they should have good head control, which means their neck muscles will also be strong enough to swallow the pureed food safely. If the infant is supported well in a high chair to where they are reclined and they don't have to work to hold their head steady, they might be able to start the purees before they are 6 months old and still be safe with it. I think that for today I'm going to stop right here. I will pick up with the next month, the 7 months and on up, in the next episode. Thank you so much.